Welcome to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. You are listening to a technology presentation from November 2017. Mr. Siegfried Winkelbeiner, CEO Schoeller Textil AG presents Smart Ideas for Textile Developments.
Well, good afternoon. I like to welcome you to this late afternoon session. And I must say, I like to thank you already now for your interest in Schoeller Textile. I would like to introduce you shortly to our company and afterwards show on four particular examples what we do in wearable technology. My name is Siegfried Winkelbeiner. I am now roughly 7 years with the company Schoeller, since 6 years the CEO of the company. We are trying to give you a good overview. The Schoeller company has its origin back in 1868 in Germany, actually, and was then moved to Switzerland and is now part of the Albers Group. So the Albers Group is actually on one part a textile business and on the other part a real estate business. If we look at the company as such, then the headquarter is in Sevelen. Who knows Sevelen? Okay, not so many. So it's just opposite Vaduz. So from my office, I can see the castle of Vaduz. So it gives you probably a location. We do service roughly 200 employees, some R&D, production, sales, and administration. To us belongs also the Eschler Textile setup, which has roughly 50 people here in Germany. We have finishing capabilities in Switzerland, China, India, Taiwan, and Turkey. And joint venture with the Formosa Taffeta Group in Taiwan, as well as a small formulation unit in India. We have our own sales offices in USA, Japan, Hong Kong, Korea, and Turkey, and in all the other major interesting spots, long-term agencies. Sustainability is the name of the game for us. Very clear, we are the founders of the BlueSign system. May I ask who knows BlueSign? I should have asked who does not know BlueSign. Okay, so this one was actually founded by my predecessor and myself when I was still with Sieber Geigy. And therefore, obviously, we develop further. The ecological footprint is for us key. We are in durable and PFC-free solutions. We are bio-based in our chemistry nowadays. We are working on recycling and circular way of really using fabrics. And obviously, the water and dirt repellency, which helps to save detergents. The structure of our company today is in six business units. We have, first of all, the performance textile part. This is the core of our business, outdoor, sports, fashion, cosmopolitan. Actually, we produce fabrics. That's probably important to say, fabrics and services. We have then the new business where we invested heavily. That is protection. That's motorcycle, multi-norm, police, military, as well as the circular workwear. I will say something to that. Then we have the two Eschler parts, which has been integrated. And one is sport and elite sport. I will then show you what that is all about. And we have the German side, where we do technical textiles with laminations, orthopedic and rehab, cleaning systems, as well as barrier print, banner print, and the medical market. So this is the structure as we work today. And to give you a bit an impression what sort of customer and fabrics we have in these various business units, I have here a summary where the business unit performance would obviously deal with all these sort of brands. You see a very wide collection. And now I have to make another test. Who knows Alpha Tauri? One, good, very good. Two, very nice. Alpha Tauri is our cooperation with Red Bull. Red Bull has just brought a complete new line of clothing onto the market. And this clothing is all based on our technology, because you have energy to drink. Very clear. That is the taurine which you have in the tin. And you have Taurex in all of the clothing of Alpha Tauri. So that shows you a bit the width of where we are engaged in. We see the space cosmopolitan nowadays as very key. I will come back to it later on, but we see the collapse of fashion, sport, and outdoor sort of ranges like we had in the past, and merging together into this new space which we call cosmopolitan. I come afterwards back to this one, because it will explain why we do one project in the wearables. I have talked about the business unit protection before. You see here a very wide field of involvement. And additionally, I especially would like to point out to you this side here, Logitech UE Boom, very important today. This is all our fabric. But the more important story is, this is the beginning of a lot of the e-commerce communication for the future. So to be and control the field of loudspeakers and communication tools which you will have in your living space will be one of the key determinators of where you are based in the future. But we are also in luggage as well as in fitness equipment. I think you can see this. Okay, product examples. You see here, for example, a Theraspace. This is a story which is hard as diamond. So this coating, flexible, is hard as diamond. You see over there the graph which illustrates to you that at the end of the day, a lighter fabric is 3 times more effective in abrasion resistance than leather. I have mentioned before, we do a full recycle. We have partnered up with this company. All these companies together assure that we can today really guarantee that your outdoor jacket will be recycled into a t-shirt or will be recycled into another jacket. And you need all these partners to really work together to be sustainable in a circle, in a full circle type of economy. We have talked about the knitwear side because Schoeller itself is primarily known as a woven elastics company, and with the cooperation from the Eschler team, we are doing knits, and these are typical examples of knits and sports which we are doing. I wanted to show you here a very interesting example, because we do a lot also by focusing on biomimicry, meaning that we watch what makes a dolphin fast in water, and then we transfer this story onto our fabric, and this fabric is then used by the ski racers worldwide. We have nearly 60% market share, and this is a wind channel test in Ingolstadt, where we do with Audi together this type of evaluation of fabrics. If you look at the business unit technology and licensing, I have to tell you that's something unique. You probably won't believe that we are really giving our technologies to competitors. Why do we do that? Because take Levi's as an example. They will probably not buy the fabric which they use from us, because this fabric is probably only $3 and we want roughly 8 times more. So that means we will not sell them fabric, but they are using, for example, in the commuter series, our technology. And that's what we do here in licensing, and whatever we get as licensing feedback, we put back into innovation. So that helps us to finance, actually, the way we drive innovation. So these are typical products which I have said before, plant-based water and dirt repellency. This is a new system where we do dyeing in a way that it's most economical. And this gives you a very quick overview about the main fabrics which are done at Eschler Technical Textiles here in Germany. So medical textiles, base layers, expo, cleaning textiles, as well as special textiles. I'll show you that in particular because we need it afterwards for the wearable story. We are very often asked, where do you get your ideas from? Because external people tell us you are one of the most innovative textile companies. So where do the ideas come from? I can only say closeness to the customer. It is really a global network of partnership together with trend agencies. I talked as an example on biomimicry, but we also watch what happens in other industries, for example, in the building industry, and we transfer it afterwards into textiles. In this case, together, obviously, you have to round it up with our own creativity, otherwise you will not be successful. So the typical platforms we are focusing on right now within our innovation team is very clear the water and dirt repellency. You would say, well, has been solved for a long time. Has not been solved, especially not since we cannot use fluorocarbons anymore. Then the whole story about temperature management is for us very high on the agenda. Protection textile I was talking before about, all under the ecological viewpoint and obviously smart textiles. So if we have a very quick look, where does Schoeller come from and how did we develop? Then we can say we started as a hand-knitting wool yarn company long ago, 150 years ago. And we have then reinvented ourselves into a woven stretch company together with Lycra. We made the first ski pants for Bogner. This was actually the beginning in the 1950s. In the 1970s, we developed then Softshell, and Softshell then became a household name, but was developed by Schoeller first. We went into motorcycles, so BMW being a very important customer of ours. Then temperature management with the phase change material, finishing technologies, and then we added the business of Eschler. So the knit fabrics and elite and active sport came in. We now do cosmopolitan, and we see now into the future the second skin wearables and new materials as a key focusing factor for us. I have been asked quite often, what do you envisage is a second skin? And I'm not sure, have you asked yourself, what would you say is our clothing in 10 and 20 years? My personal belief, and that what I have put down here, is that in future we are going to wear smart textiles. And these smart textiles will mean that it's all about individualization. It will also be adapting itself to circumstances, to the environment I am in, and obviously it has to fulfill a fashion demand, and it has to adapt to my personal moods. It will be telling about our well-being, about our physical performance, and provide medical information, preventive medical information. But it must be comfortable and sustainable, possibly with new fibers. And here I just make a point, because new fibers could be biosteel, that's spider silk as a base, which could fit very well into this area. And consequently, the laundry industry will also have to change, because these smart textiles will have to adapt the caring for these smart textiles. And probably you don't believe me, but I can assure you I had the opportunity to talk to the total detergent industry in Singapore last year, and there are now programs started to care for smart textiles. So the thinking is there, and obviously the manufacturing in micro fabric niches will be important. The realization obviously will be in stages, and the wearables, as we know it today, or what we do today, is only one part now leading into this future. We will not have so many clothes anymore. We will rather adapt these clothes to what is around us. So what are our smart solutions we are working on? First, I would like to give you still one important insight, and that is a study which has been done by Diamandis in 2015. And these are apparently the 8 most important trends for the next 20 years. For the next 8 years. And in these 8 years, it is interesting, the ones which I have highlighted in red are always related to textiles. So that's why my personal very strong belief is we are entering a complete new phase of importance of textiles as we know it today. I think we know all these type of projects. I had the opportunity to be directly involved in San Francisco in the discussion about this development. It's now on the market, but I think you also have all seen the message, maximum wash cycles 10. Afterwards, it's gone. This is not what will be fitting for us in the future. So we have to find different ways. We have been working with the company Lumo in the Silicon Valley, where the posture control obviously is in the foreground. We have worked with people in visibility as well as in the night jogging wear, where a veil is developed around this jogger, for example, for safety and visibility reason. We see obviously a lot of endeavor to really capture energy and bring this energy into the way we treat textiles. But quite honestly, from all what we see right now, I believe we will have to rely on batteries still for a time to come. But here, for example, from Pauline van Dongen, a very fashionable approach really of interpreting solar panels which can charge your handful. So the important question probably for a company who makes fabric like ourselves is, how do we really bring technologies into textiles? So it is, first of all, a very critical question of conductive yarn for weaving and warp knitting you have to be able to handle. You have to have conductive inks for inkjet printing. You use 3D printed components to make connections. You have microelectronic components, which are nowadays so small that at the end of the day, you can bring them into the yarns. And I have been shown a machine in the USA, which at the end of the day can make a circuit board out of textiles. So the developments at the moment, there are billions really invested at the moment to go into such type of technologies with flexible circuit boards or at the end of the day, obviously, with bringing smart textiles back into the US, back into Europe, and obviously for us, back into Switzerland. So plasma coating for fiber and fabrics with metals is another of the key functionalities. All that we have to get together with the right sensors. So in this case, a light sensor or sweat management or oxygen saturation measurements. These are technologies which we are developing together with the EMPA, which is a sort of a research institute in Switzerland. our friends from Eschler have done a very intense development, and I think the creator is sitting right under us, huh? And I think it's running very well as it is now put onto the market, because the big breakthrough here is now apparently we can now detect a lung before it collapses and not afterwards, before. And that is a very big breakthrough technology-wise. If you look at garments, then you can see that there is quite an array of possibilities what all you can put into a garment and make a garment really interesting and driving it forward. We are, and here I come back to Cosmopolitan as one of our future spaces. We are developing right now a Cosmo Shield, which is in principle for, especially obviously for the people living in towns and traveling a lot, practically a fabric which makes sure that electrosmog, but not only electrosmog, also gases, fumes, and so on, do not get onto your body. And that's why you see here the combination of this Faraday fabric, which we are developing, together with the active carbon, which is making sure that you can wash it afterwards and have again a ready filtering type of system. So you see here what we are trying to achieve, in principle, to really try to block out as much as possible negative influence which we are daily sort of experiencing out here in the concrete jungle. The other story, which is for us very key, is a heatable system, and very clear what you have heard all day along. Heatable obviously being very important. We believe that as well. We have invested ourselves into heatable out of three main reasons. One, we want to make sure that we have heatable material which by the consumer is not felt. So when you have such a type of jacket with this heatable material, you will not feel a difference to a normal conventional sort of soft shell jacket. Second of all, we wanted to make sure that this fabric can also be cut in pieces in such a way that at the end of the day, you can really use it in your confection environment to the best of knowledge. So we have developed this type of fabric, but also this same type of fabric without the conductive threads in it. So this is obviously balancing the economical situation. So you practically make a sort of a jacket or a trouser out of the material. You have it once with and once without. And you can cut it into pieces that it fits to what you are doing. It is dyeable, so you can have it in different colors, obviously. However, it fits to your overall conception. And on top of it, obviously, fully washable. The only thing which you need, obviously, to take away, and in the meantime, you have seen we have obviously different battery sets. You just take the battery away, and the rest you can throw into the washing machine. The vision, and we have talked before a little bit about that, the vision is obviously very clear that at the end of the day, it is sensor controlled. You just put your well-feeling temperature into your smartphone, and the rest is done by the system. This is not straightforward. This is really a big challenge to put it all together, but we will launch it now in December and bring it onto the market. So this is for us a great story. We have been winning just last week the design prize of Switzerland for this fabric, and I think it is special because this is not a textile design prize. Another prize of the 11 which was given was, for example, given for a train. So just that you see the dimension. So I have to say we are a bit proud about that. Now comes the next part, because before, just in this round here, there was a discussion about cooling. And this is what we are preparing and want to do in cooling. And the story is that we have partnered up with the company Osmotex, with Lasse Tschüss, with the EMPA Research Institute, and obviously with ourselves, and have got KTI funding from the government of Switzerland. And we are working now together to bring this osmotic membrane onto the market. So the question is, what means osmotic membrane? In principle, it is a textile pump. And the basic idea is very simple. You are actually just going and taking a sort of a membrane which allows you, when you put current on, and the good story is very little current, 0.5 to 1 voltage. If you put that on, this membrane is pumping from the surface of your body sweat. And if you obviously bring this sweat to the surface and you evaporate it, you get a cooling effect. And obviously, if you think now further, if you couple it with what I showed you before on the heating side, then the visualization of a fully climatized ski jacket on which we are working right now is not out of reach. Now, I just wanted to show you quickly how that works, and if we can start the video here. Isn't it magic? Just by sort of switching on the current, it pumps to one side, you change the polarity, it pumps to the other side. And these panels are produced by Schoeller and put by Lasse Tschüss into their ski jacket. And this is then combined with a heating element. And in this way, we have also the control via the smartphone with sensors in the system that you can really eventually talk about the fully climatized ski jacket. And obviously, there are afterwards, once you have developed that, and we want to be early next year on the market with it, if you have developed that, then it obviously means it opens up a complete new platform of everything which needs cooling and sweat control. So that's one of the stories. And one other, I think, very important story is Swing. We call the project Swing. So who is golfer in here? Where are the golfers? Great, that's just fantastic. No golfers. So who would like to play golf? Many, yes, I can see it on the smile. Many like to really go and play golf. And now the important story is what I try to show you here is we have developed a prototype T-shirt together with Pauline van Dongen. And here we have now a T-shirt which should help you to really get your golf game improved. And how is that done? It was a very involved project. In principle, we had two pros which were equipped with such type of equipment. And this type of equipment gives them a lot of data about what is the best possible golf swing. After we have analyzed all this work, we had intensive work together with EMPA. I've talked before about this, but probably better known here in Germany is the Fraunhofer Institute. And we have decided together and developed sensors, at the moment six strategically placed sensors, which allow us to really control your golf swing to the max. I have said this is at the moment at the prototype stage. So the T-shirt is available. One can wear it. You stand here like this, and then it is calibrated, and then you go into your swing, and it tells you what happens. I'll show you how this T-shirt looks like here. I just would like to point out the following. So this is the end of the T-shirt, and you see here that this is obviously radio frequency controlled. So the movement of the fabric is translated here onto the smartphone. And when you see that these arrows these bars are moving, then this gives you the indication that the fabric is moving or your position is moving. Okay, so if we just look at that, what happens? And obviously, when you want to play golf, you cannot always look on your smartphone. And that is the reason why we have built into this T-shirt vibrators. And these vibrators then indicate to you if your position is out of sync. So this is at the moment prototype stage, but we have just been able to start the work together with a very important golf brand, and we will develop that now into a real commercial product. Well, that was a very quick and intensive overview, I would say, through what Schoeller is doing and where we stand at the moment on these four concrete projects with our wearable efforts. At the end of the day, we have learned, partly also the hard way, that it really can only work by a very good network of collaboration, because no company, and especially not us, being a rather mid-size KMU, can afford to build all the capabilities which you need to make a wearable product which at the end of the day has a benefit, can really be marketed, is not a fad, and at the end of the day you can make money with. These are really is a much more difficult task than many of us have believed in the past. So that's why this cooperation is very important, and I can say we have advantages because we have global experience. We can bring such type of teams together. We are very networked into the Silicon Valley of California, obviously, but we are working and living in the Silicon Valley of Switzerland. So from that point of view, we are strategically well positioned, and we'll surely one day also talk to our colleagues in Aachen, because I think they have very smart technology as well. And in this way, we just need to bring it all together and profit from it. With that, I'd like to come to an end and really thank you for your interest. And if there are any questions which I can answer fast without pinching time from the... Yeah, we have probably 5 minutes in case there are questions. I am pleased to answer that.
Thank you for listening to Performance Day's Functional Fabric Fair podcast. To get your free ticket for the next fair or listen to other presentations, go to performancedays.com. Copyright November 2017 by Design and Development GmbH Textile Consult. All rights are reserved.